Dear believers, once again, I bring you greetings from our Lord and Master Jesus Christ, the one who loved us so much that he died for us because we could not pay, and he paid the price. It is again a Cameron, known as Apostle Cameron, this program, Word for You. I'm bringing you the same subject that I've started with you in the previous episodes, the subject of righteousness, the message, God's favor to the righteous. We have taken this topic and this subject from the book of Isaiah, where the word of God came to the prophet giving this message of hope to the children of Israel. Isaiah 3:10, say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, so for they shall eat the fruit of their doing. And this is the message that God has for you and I, who have decided that by all means we want to live righteously because of the work that Christ has done for us on the cross of Calvary. Today, I want us to look at three different kinds of righteousness. Three different kinds of righteousness. So I'm trying to say that righteousness has got three different kinds that are there that I could quickly pick up, especially from Scripture. The first kind of righteousness is called self-righteousness. According to the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 11 to 14, this is what Jesus gave a parable of. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his chest and say, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. 14, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So self-righteousness is about exalting yourself. It's about thinking that you have the righteousness because of the work that you have done. And this is a kind of righteousness that the Bible called the filthy rags. That self-righteousness is like filthy rags before God, as it is registered in Isaiah 64, verse 6. So self-righteousness is what God does not need. The second kind of righteousness is the righteousness of God. And this righteousness is imputed. This righteousness is imputed. The righteousness of God, or you can say, the righteousness of Christ. Philippians 3, 8 to 9 says, what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost everything. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having the righteousness of my own that comes by law, but which comes through faith in Christ Jesus, the righteous that comes from God on the basis of faith. So, dear listeners, this is the kind of righteousness that each and every one of us should yearn and should always uphold and keep it jealously, the righteousness of God. Then the last one is practical righteousness. Practical righteousness. This practical righteousness is more of a behavioral righteousness. It is an acknowledgement. It is the righteousness that develops from acknowledging that you have received righteousness from God without working for it, the righteousness of Christ. And when you have received that righteousness, which we talked about on the second point, that when you receive it, then you live your life knowing that you have something that you have received for free, and you live in righteousness, giving thanks to God, knowing that you did not work for the righteousness you have. So, brothers and sisters, you and I, who have received Christ and those who are yet to receive Christ, I want you to know that there is righteousness of God that is given when you receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We will continue from here with our last episode on righteousness, but I want to pray this short prayer. Father, deliver me from self-righteousness. Help me to acknowledge and live for Christ, who is my righteousness. Grant me grace to practice the acts of righteousness in secret. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer in Jesus' name. See you in the next episode. God bless you. Amen.